Starting now.
Yeah, we're starting the episode right now. Thanks for that, buddy. This is The Fifth Thing. It's the Q&A episode for the Four Things podcast, and I'm Amy Brown, and that's my son, Stevenson Brown, joining us for today's episode. It's been a minute since you've been on the podcast. What you been up to?
Because I was at school, and school was, like, very busy, so...
Oh, yeah.
So I don't have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I don't get week off on Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday, I get week off, but I don't get week off until Friday.
Right. So Saturday and Sunday, that's called the weekend. So you have you go to school during the week and you have the weekend off. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So... but you just had a birthday. You turned nine. So how was your birthday party? We haven't really talked about how we had Alexa there.
We have Alexa on my birthday, and it was so cool. And Alexa, Alexa was amazing.
It was? Yeah. Okay, so if you're wondering, you know, some people have superheroes at their birthday party. Some people have a princess or a prince or something. Well, we had Alexa. Yeah. Some people have like characters come and dress up at parties, but we had Alexa all the way from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And she would answer all your questions, right?
Yeah. You see, Alexa, play Old Town Road.
Mm-hmm. And then you asked her to play the piano and she played the piano. You asked her about the weather.
Like, what is the weather? Like, today is hot. Like, it's summer.
Oh, yeah.
And winter.
Do you think that that's a good idea for parents if they're looking for something fun to do at their kid's birthday party? Maybe they have Alexa come?
Mm-hmm.
Or they find somebody that can, you know, well, that was Alexa, so never mind. Y'all know what I'm talking about, parents, if you're listening. I don't want to give anything away. So let's get into the questions. This one is from Becky B. Can you say, hey, Becky B?
Hey, Becky B.
She said, I love listening to you and Jessica talk about body image on today's podcast. I've also started following Erin Opria and picked up her book to help me get my booty moving after hearing her on the Four Things podcast. Here's where my question comes in. I have a 9-year-old daughter. Oh, she's the same age as you.
Huh. Is it 9?
Yeah.
Woo! Good daughter.
I have a 9-year-old daughter that told me, people have been telling me I'm fat. She's not super thin, but she's not overweight, and she's beautiful. I didn't even know how to answer that. When I was around the same age, I began an unhealthy relationship with food because of things people said to me. I still struggle with disordered thinking around food and weight, and I don't want to continue that with my beautiful girl. Do you have any suggestions on how I can approach this with my daughter? I appreciate it. Okay, so Becky B., I feel like this is a tough question. It's so hard when your kids get picked on and, you know, you want to be there for them and support them. And weight is such a tricky thing because, yes, I feel like if we start, you know, insinuating that there needs to be any sort of dieting at a young age, it can be detrimental. I know that I started dieting way too young, and I think that that's what led to my eating disorder. I've had Nicole on. She's at Kale Junkie on Instagram. She's been on a couple of times talking about her eating disorder. And when she was a kid, her mom, while she had good intentions and didn't mean any harm, took her to Weight Watchers meetings with her. And that is ultimately what led to her having issues with food and bulimia as an adult. And I've read another book. I can't think of the author, but it's called Brain Over Binge. She says the same thing. She started dieting way too young, and it's what led to her binging and purging later in life. And while she never threw up, she just ate a ton and then would like work out like crazy to purge the calories. So I feel like this is a tough one. First of all, probably go to the doctor or the pediatrician and see, like, are we at a healthy weight? Where do we need to be? You said she's not super thin, but she's not overweight. So if she's not overweight, then there is not an issue. You just reassure her that she is beautiful. But at the end of the day, we do want our kids to be healthy. So as parents, if we recognize that there is an issue with weight, then we tackle it together as a family. We don't want to do anything that singles out our children from, you know, you, your spouse, your other kids, if you have other kids in the home. So make it more of a, you are beautiful. I want to support you. I love you unconditionally, no matter what. Make sure she feels loved. Make sure she can share her feelings with you. I'm thankful that she came and shared what happened to her at school. I think another thing we can do as parents to make sure is make sure that our kids aren't the ones that are saying mean things and bullying that could ultimately affect other kids and their trajectory on how they look at themselves for the rest of their lives. So as parents, let's teach our kids to be kind to one another. And I know we can't always be there to monitor it and can't control it. But let's just make sure that we start with that first and foremost, that we treat others kindly. And then if something bad has been told to them, we reassure them over and over that what they were told is not true and they are beautiful. I mean, Stevenson, didn't you have a moment? Stevenson's on his tablet right now. He's not really engaged in this part of the conversation. But didn't you have somebody that said something about you, like they called you ugly or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that didn't feel good, right?
No.
But you know what mom and dad told you?
You look perfect, beautiful. When I told me I look ugly, you said, Stevenson, don't say that to yourself. You look not ugly, you look cute.
Because you perfect. Are. You are perfect, and God made you perfect. And I think that you are adorable and funny and cute. And if anybody tells you otherwise, you don't believe them, right?
Yes.
Okay. And if you ever need affirmation, you come to me.
And ask them.
Okay.
Parent.
You what?
Ask parent.
Oh, ask.
Mission point.
Yes. Ask parents for that affirmation. You're right. That's good. Okay. You can go back to playing your tablet. So I feel like that is what you need to tell your kids, because sometimes we're just mean. Even as adults, sometimes we're just mean and we're not thinking and we say things that can be hurtful to somebody else. But I will say, back to how to handle if there is some things that can happen with her body to be a little bit more healthy, then that's how you approach it. Never say that it needs to be about weight loss or you need to lose weight or we've got to get into a certain size or anything like that. Just say, as a family, we're going to make awesome choices for our bodies so that we're functioning at a high level. We got all these organs to worry about. Everything relies on each other. Just make it about the body. I mean, for kids, I think it's fun for them to learn about the bodies too, and make it how our bodies need to, all the different parts work together. And if we take care of the inside, then it will feel good on the inside and it'll show up on the outside as well. Because sometimes that could even be a skin issue. I mean, maybe a parent down the line has a kid that's got really crazy acne, but then you could look at, okay, what are we putting inside the body instead of just trying to medicate it or do whatever? It could be certain foods that you're eating, but I wouldn't point it out like, oh my gosh, you know, look at your face. We have to fix your face. Be like, okay, you know what? Overall, we need to take a look as a whole with our family. What are we consuming? How can we do things that are gonna be good for us on the inside? And so that, I don't think it matters how much you weigh. Never put emphasis on that as a child, but let's just put emphasis on how healthy our bodies are. So I would say some goals are to have a vegetable with every meal. Make sure you're playing outside, that your child is active, not too much screen time. Stevenson, right? You have to like ride your bike and get your step. You got that watch for your birthday and it tracks your steps, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Maybe everybody in the family gets some sort of like Fitbit situation and y'all can all track steps together. Have fruit every day instead of sugary things. Like, my kids have gotten used to, you know, certain things like an orange and an apple sort of being like something sweet at times. I know that sounds crazy, but they used to not really want many vegetables or fruit. And Stevenson, you love eating salad now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
I mean, he did not say that a year ago. And Stashira, my daughter that's 12, she even eats salad right now. It blows my mind. But I just had to remain consistent. I treated it as like, this is going to be so great for your body. It's going to help you grow and be smart. And right, Stevenson?
Right.
See, he's used to me saying it. So there's a tip there. And then check out how much you're eating out and fast food and see if you can cut back on that, if that is something that's happening in your home, and how can you make more home cooked meals and plan ahead so that you're not having to be on the go, which, trust me, I get it. I know how life is. And sometimes I'm that mom. And you just got to be, but you just roll with it. And if that's what happens, then, you know, next meal you pick back up and see how you can implement some healthier options. So Becky B, thank you for the email. I know that was an extremely long answer, but hopefully that resonated with a lot of you. Even if you don't have kids, that's how you should be treating your own self. Like, what can you be doing to make your body healthy if you're struggling? I hate that there's so many issues put on weight, and especially girls, and men have it too. They have it too. It is not just the women, but I think we're just more vocal about it. But I want to see society shift towards, you know, loving all different types of bodies and being confident with the way you were born. And I feel like the Jessica Honegger episode that Becky B was referring to, where she talked about body image and her daughter and what she wants to teach her daughter and things that they have hereditarily, like they're a little bit more curvy in certain areas, but she just owns it and loves it and tells her daughter, like, this is us. This is how we were born. Let's celebrate it. So there are just so many different body types out there, and we shouldn't all be trying to conform to any particular body type. We should be trying to be the healthiest version of ourselves as possible. So next question is from Kristen. I'm a middle school teacher prepping for the new school year. I always try to think of creative ways to get to know my kids and ways for them to express themselves. I feel that first day/week activities can get pretty repetitive as all the teachers are trying to learn about kids. I was changing out my letter board and decided to put be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake on it for it to be the first message that my kids see. Then an idea sparked. I want to do something like four things with them, but I had a question and wanted to get your feedback. What made you come up with four things? So, okay, good question, Kristen. And I think that doing four things with your kids is a great way to get to know them. I feel like we've had people order our four things totes for work conferences and stuff as an icebreaker where, you know, like say there's a big conference and everybody has their own personal four things on a tote. And they didn't even know this one conference, people filled out a survey when they were registering for the conference and they had to put four of their favorite things, but they didn't know what it was for. And the person putting on the conference put the four things on tote. So they, when they went to register and check in, they were like, hi, my name is Cindy, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, Cindy, welcome to the conference. And here is a tote and all the other things you need for the day. And then everybody was walking around with their own personalized four things tote with their favorite four things. And it served it as an icebreaker because people got to walk around and be like, oh, what? You love coffee too? I mean, that's a pretty generic one, but you know what I mean. And so I feel like the same thing can be done with kids, obviously not on a tote, but you just play it in the classroom with four things, and that's great. So shout out to that. And then secondly, we came up with four things because that's the way Mary gifted it to me back in the day. She simply just put four of my favorite things on a tote because she prints things, like, and she's an ideas person, and it was my birthday and she was just trying to be creative. So she sent it off to her printer and she was like, hey, I want you to put this on a tote. I think that my first four things she sent was yoga, green juice, Pimpin' Joy, and Dierks Bentley, which was pretty accurate at the time for sure. And y'all loved it. I posted on Instagram and people loved it, and we were trying to fundraise for the orphanage. So that's how we ended up making the four things tote. And then from the four things tote, later four things just became part of people associated four things with me. So when it came time for me to start a podcast, one of my bosses were like, I think we should call it the Four Things Podcast, and you can do four different things each episode. And I was like, oh, that's genius. Awesome. Well, and then we have a line of in our four things line that supports Haiti, we have something called the Joy Seeker, which is those four things: be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake. And if y'all listened to the Walker Hayes episode when he was on last week, which the Walker Hayes and Lainey Hayes, his wife, episode is amazing. It was last Thursday. And if you missed it, I highly recommend you go check it out. There's laughter, there's tears, there's inspiration, there's all the feels. So definitely give it a listen. But he talked about how, yeah, I sent him like the Joy Seeker four things: be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake. And that's how he came up with the theme song. So yeah, that's a little history into the four things. And I mean, it just keeps evolving. Like we have, you can even go to fourthings.com now, where we have some four things items that aren't necessarily under Haiti. It's our patriotic line, which is really cute. And that supports the Shop Forward Military Fund. So yeah. And radioamy.com will always take you to all things Espoir and Pimp and Joy. But I just thought it should be known that fourthings.com now works as well. Because we have the four things trademark across the board for the podcast, for apparel, for different things. There's other things that we're working on. So it was fun to trademark it. But Kristen, you should totally use the four things with your kids. And I know that you're a teacher. So I, while we're talking about four things and teachers, I have to throw in that our teacher tote is up and available. And it says, Caffeinate, Educate, Sleep, Repeat. And it's going to support education in Haiti. And Mary and I are actually leaving for Haiti to go visit Project MetaShare to see the maternity center that we supported back in Mother's Day timeframe. And then we're seeing the school that we are supporting with these teacher totes and some of the students that benefit from that. So very, very cool. Again, radioamy.com if you want to get that. We haven't started the sponsored totes yet. I know I've been getting a lot of questions about that. There's a lot of things to iron out, but that'll be more like in the September timeframe. But if you want a teacher tote and you can afford it, go ahead and get it. Don't wait to get a sponsored tote because really we want that to be to bless teachers that may not otherwise be able to get one. But if you can't get one or you know of a teacher that wants one, but you may not be able to afford one, then 100% please nominate them when the sponsored totes come out. Again, that'll be like September. So next question is from Danielle, and this might be the last question, even though we've only gotten through three, but I feel like I've been talking a lot, right, buddy?
Right.
Yes.
I've been listening.
Okay, so next question is from Danielle. Hey, Amy, love your podcast. Enjoy listening to The Bobby Bone Show. I've been having issues with gut health recently, and I'm working on changing my diet. I was wondering if you take a daily probiotic and if you have some that you recommend. Danielle, yes, I talk about them all the time. I think that they're amazing, and it's so funny that I got your email shortly after I got an email from Kimberly Snyder, like a email blast that she probably sends out to a lot of her people, probably all the people on her email list. And it was about her probiotics, which I do take Kimberly Snyder's SBO probiotics. And those are on my Amazon page. If you go to radioamy.com, you can access my Amazon favorites. Or if you go to amazon.com/shop/radioamy, I think, like you can find all of my favorite things. That way, you know, you're buying like the right thing. But this is the email that Kimberly sent out, and I'm just going to read it verbatim because I was like, whoa, okay, this is awesome to help answer your question. So this is what Kimberly sent. Did you know that probiotic literally translates to for life? It makes sense given just how essential these bacteria are. Not only can they push out harmful organisms that throw off your microbiome, they can also help your body to better digest certain nutrients like fiber. Probiotics also enhance the digestion of vitamins, especially B vitamins, and generally maintain balance in the gut. Without a doubt, one of the most intriguing aspects of probiotics for many people are the detoxifying effects that they can have. So there you go. It's good for microbiome. It's good for gut health. It's good for digestion. It's good for detoxing. So yes, I start my day with two SBO probiotics by Kimberly Snyder. First thing when I wake up, I chug water, I take the probiotics, and then I start my day. Well, if I have hot lemon water, definitely have the hot lemon water first, and then I take the probiotics. So I guess I lied there for a second. So there's that. And then if you maybe are just looking to do it with foods and you don't want to, you know, purchase a probiotic, like there are foods with natural probiotics, like the fermented sauerkraut, which is yummy, I guess, for some people. I used to hate it, but I would force myself to eat it because I knew it was good for my gut. And now I really like it. Similar to just, you know, sometimes how you have to get your kids used to certain foods. As an adult, you may have to get yourself used to certain foods. Other foods with natural probiotics, kimchi, kombucha, kefir, and miso, which I know all of those sound really crazy and random if they're new to you, but if you have a health food store near you or a Whole Foods or anything, you can 100% find them there. Even Kroger, like you'll be able to find those, or HEB, depending on where you live and what your main grocery store is. Okay, so boom, there you go. That is going to be a wrap for today's episode. Stevenson, do you want to say bye to everybody?
Bye.
You have anything you want to say to people before you go?
No.
Not what? Like, have a good day.
Have a good day. Have good sleep.
Oh, sleep is super important, right? Yeah,
so you don't get grumpy.
That's right. So you don't get grumpy. Preach.
Pray for me.
Oh, you want people to pray for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you ask me earlier? If we could call God?
Yes.
What did you? Do you want to text God or call him?
Text him.
Yeah. What did you want to text him?
Hey, God. You're my best friend.
Oh, ever. Cool. And what did I tell you? We don't have. He doesn't have a phone number because.
He doesn't have a phone.
Yeah. But you can talk to God every day if you want
like
to, right?
Like my heart.
Yes. You just have to pray.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like talking to God. I mean, that is. It's not just like it is. I'm saying it's just like texting or calling somebody. You just pray and boom, it's that easy.
Yes.
Oh, are you tired?
A little bit.
Okay, maybe you need to take a nap.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You have never agreed to take a nap. You're 9 now. You don't need a nap.
I'm a baby. I need to take a nap.
Okay, so works for me. I'll take a nap with you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.